can't be too serious about all of this.
I'm dreaming of a white trash Christmas.
This is just for you, Jennifer. I get a kick out of all these cards that come. These people put Santa hats on. Kind of cute. And then the more serious expressions of love. And then there are the manger scenes. I'm just looking at some of the things. There are some people that I have not greeted well this year. And I'm a little sad about it, actually. Because there are a couple of people that are in my life that have been around for a long, long time. A guy named Dan Flynn, with whom I have worked. We became friends working at a radio station here in Framingham. Heavens. I started on the station in 1971. I was there in 1983. And I know he was there when I got there. So he has been my friend for almost as long as Bob has been. And I just don't keep up with him as much as I would like to. He is one of the most wonderful human beings. We all have people like that in our lives. My friend Ted Siller from Heidelberg is another one. Who he is. You know how these people that stay in your life, Roberta, you must have. Meredith and I were talking about this last night. Mm-hmm. The people, she went to visit a friend of hers that has been her friend since the eighth grade.
Yeah.
How when you find
people. I have a friend since actually the first grade. I have a couple of friends. One of them I just reconnected with this last year, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
That's like my friend Mickey. I've known her for.
Oh, Mickey, yeah.
Mickey, you know Mickey.
I know. Mickey's a great person.
Yeah. She's so fine. She's so fine. She blows my mind.
Hey, Mickey.
Megan's best friend is Sarah Fuller, with whom she grew up. Sarah Fuller lived around the corner from the farm, and her mother and Megan's mother, Tony, were great friends. And mm-hmm. Sarah and Megan have been great friends. She was the best maid, or what do they call them? Bridesmaid.
Bridesmaid.
She was the best maid,
that
Roberta.
Right, but that's kind of a cool thing when you think about it. How do you value your life? How do you judge? How do you mark your life? Isn't it with the friends that you have? Isn't it the mm-hmm. relations? Isn't it the fondness that you have? And so many people spend time at Christmas because they feel obliged to feel time with their family, when in fact, God love us all, we have blood and it's thicker than water, and I don't think there's any excuse for families to fight. But you know what? There are, this is something else we were talking about last night. There are desires that we all have to be with people that we really want to be with, rather than people we feel like. It's like buying a gift for somebody that you don't really want to buy a gift for.
Well, your friends are your chosen family.
Right.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, your well chosen put. Family. That's very good.
Your
very well put.
Your friends are your chosen family.
Yeah, isn't that great?
You can have that. You can write that down.
Really? I'm just looking. Jennifer was teasing me in the last hour. I was opening Christmas cards.
He's like, here, Jen, go do the TV report. And then I hear, might as well have popped open a beer can.
No, that's not likely. I would have done that. But anyway, there are lots of people who deserve a hello. I'm looking. Actually, Tom Kreitler has a really good-looking set of children. I have not seen pictures of it. I've only met one of his sons, who's in school up here in Boston, but he's got a good... And when people send that, still this sort of tradition. Oh, I got away from it a long time ago because my children are older now. So can you imagine, you know, having a picture of three people, three grown adults? Hi, these are my children.
You should just start sending pictures of yourself, you out. Yeah. I think that would be fun. Do you guys like the Christmas card email, or the Christmas card letter update, by the way?
What's that?
You know, when someone puts in a letter about, you know, what they've been doing throughout the year.
Do they still do that, though? I would think
okay. Yeah. All right, here's one. See if you can tell me, Roberta, who sent me this. Dear Dougie, hope you and Meredith like this one. I picked it out just for your unique taste buds. I'll get you to like wine.
Unique
yet.
Was in quotations. I'll give you that.
Right.
I don't know who wrote it, though. Go ahead. Back to you.
Yeah. Back to you in the studio. Jennifer sent a very nice bottle of wine. And I am
she always does every year.
Schooled.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, Meredith's schooling me a little bit because she has very good, she tells me, and I believe her, because the bottles look expensive anyway.
The bottles look expensive. What makes the bottle look expensive?
A box.
The box that it comes in instead of, it really, she's got some of these, she says she's had these wines for a long time in boxes around her apartment. And they look like they've been in a wine cellar or something. I mean, how do you know? It just looks like what I know about wine, you can put into the fingernail that I just lost off of one of my fingers.
I'm surprised you just don't get into it, though, because it is so much about the farming and about the agriculture and about creating. It really, if you let yourself connect to it, Doug, you would love it.
Well, I think there is the business about what my... And we were talking about this because of what my son does for a living. He's an alcohol and drug rehab person. And, you know, it comes from his concern of what has happened in our family and many other families. And you see it maybe a lot at this time of year, the dependence people have on drugs and alcohol and other substances. And it has become a really, really serious problem. So the fact, what I kind of got a kick out of in looking at the year in review, and we'll do that next week when we're on New Year's Day, one of the things that I think I am most pleased about that drives people crazy who don't appreciate my open point of view is the fact that the legalization of marijuana has taken place in a lot of areas. I think our country has its head stuck where the sun doesn't shine when it comes to all of these things. I don't approve. I don't use. But you know what? I one of the things that really tipped me was seeing a movie, and I talked about this a little bit on the air last week or 2 weeks ago when what happened in Newtown took place. And then these violent movies, just looking at that stuff, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, this is really sick. But it shows, in part, the movie I saw was Lawless. And it depicted in a horrifying way how prohibition affected our country. Now, I was horrified by the violence in the movie, but I forgot about the story that touched my family. I think I have told the story, Roberta, you may have heard me tell, about my grandmother, Marie Sands, who was the only daughter, had seven brothers. They all grew up in central Illinois, and her seven brothers went to work for Al Capone. And every one of them was killed in a Tommy gun massacre in Chicago. One day, they were all wiped out. All seven of them were killed in the same gunfight. And it was all about the prohibition of alcohol. So my grandmother taught me a lot about that sort of thing, with her own experiences. And you think about that in relationship to drugs. Now, hard drugs, I have a hard time with that. But, you know, some of the things that are being used recreationally, it isn't about approval, but it's not my business, and it's not your business. And what I see is a complete, now I'm off on a tangent, but the waste of money that we, the billions, tens of billions, hundreds of billions of dollars we have wasted on fighting the so-called war on drugs, that has been a complete and utter disaster. Failure.
The only thing that I will come at you with this is, because I'm not necessarily opposed to legalizing marijuana, but because it is so easy to grow at home and in your own yard, you're going to, when they legalize marijuana, I guarantee you the government's coming right behind them, and they're going to start regulating what you grow in your house. And that is
huge. You really think so?
Oh, absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
They ought to let
how do they know what you're growing?
Because they already do have a regulation on it, at least in California. If you have a card, I think if you have a medical marijuana card, you can grow certain number of plants. They will be in your yard. They will be in your house.
Can I tell you something?
More government.
If I have the ability to do it, I have 800 acres of land that I use for my farm. I'll set 10 acres aside and grow marijuana.
You would make so much money. Oh, my God.
Well, it's the biggest cash crop in Northern California.
It is.
It's
a big cash crop.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, millions and millions of dollars.
Can you imagine how many people are going apoplectic at the moment?
Oh,
800-510-8255. All right, so from the good news department, we all are aware of what happened, the condolences, the offers of support that went into Newtown, Connecticut, after the horror that took place there. So I thought it was kind of interesting to note that today, Christmas Day, there was a grassroots effort put forth by law enforcement brethren around Connecticut so that the entire Newtown police officers group had a day off.
Oh, wow.
You know, did that. There's not one police officer working in Newtown.
Wow.
They have police officers from other communities around, from Danbury and Hartford and some of the other neighboring communities. So Newtown police because they've all been working pretty much around the clock. It's a small community. There are only like 14 or 15 men and women on the full-time on the police force. These other fellows that are in various police departments, Shelton is not far away. I'm looking at the chief saying, we'll send a couple of officers, and a couple of other officers came in from Monroe and Brookfield and Bethel and Milford. Those are the areas that are nearby. So I thought it was kind of interesting and a really
neat thing done in the spirit of
Christmas, isn't it? Yeah, it really is. That's a good story to tell. 17 after the hour on Good Day.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn on Christmas Day 2012. John Harper, I was talking about WTTB earlier on the coast they call the Space Coast in Melbourne, where John Harper is. And that's just above where TTB is in Vero Beach. One of the great places. So, John, I've been kind of noodling around going to Vero, so maybe the next day I'll come to Melbourne. We'll have a couple of days of Florida broadcasting. John sent me a Christmas note. Merry Christmas. My first job in radio, because we were talking about this earlier, Roberta, working on Christmas Day at WLCY Fun Radio in Tampa Bay. I enjoy being in the radio station as well on Christmas Day. Very special to me. Have a great Christmas Day with your family later in L.A. Enjoy the flight. Well, I will, as long as the snow doesn't blow any more than it's blowing right now. Although it's really amazing what these planes can take off in and what they can land in. So it's not a big deal. But it is. It's a neat day to travel. It'd be nice to be able to wish everybody you see today, no matter where they're from, what their religion, wish them a Merry Christmas, will you? 21 after on Good Day.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Program 23, almost 24 past the hour. Good stories of good deeds and good times at Christmas. And so this caught my eye in the L.A. Times, Jennifer. The do-good bus. Have you heard about the do-good bus?
I have actually heard about the do-good bus.
This is what people do at Christmas time. And actually, I think they're trying to extend this. You sit back, you relax, jump on the bus. Mm-hmm. If you're interested in helping other people today or during the season or any time, this is a great way to do it. It may be an inspiration for other communities. This bus costs you $25. Mm-hmm. You get a box lunch, and the driver is somebody that you don't know. The bus takes off. You won't know where you're going.
Yeah, that's the cool part. It's a surprise.
Or when you will get there. Mm-hmm. And then when you get to wherever it is that you're going, you'll be put to work. I was reading a story of a group of people who gathered on East Hollywood, on a curb in East Hollywood on Hollywood Boulevard. A grad student, an actor, a novelist, a mother, some children. So the bus comes to the corner and everybody gets out. And then this woman, Rebecca Pontius, do you know her? What do you know about her? Anything?
Mm-mm.
She's the person apparently who came up with the idea. She looks like the kind of person who would plunge her hands into dirt, not be afraid to get her hands dirty, if you know what I mean. So anyway, the bus is moving around. And she tells you about the idea behind the do-good bus, building awareness in the community, encouraging people to engage in the community, help people in the community. So each time they take off, they go to some different place. And last weekend, apparently they were decorating various areas of the city that otherwise would be ignored. And there are going to be a number of those places in Los Angeles, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So anyway.
It's just cool. This is a cool way if you want to get started to volunteer. It's just easy.
Yeah.
You don't have to think about it. You just
right.
get on
just
the
get
bus
on the
and
bus.
Go. Yeah, 6 hours later, you're done.
This particular day, they went to the Challengers. They ultimately ended, after stopping at a few of the places, at the Boys and Girls Club, where this lady, Miss Pontius, Rebecca Pontius, tells you that you'll be helping children in foster care build bicycles that will ultimately turn out to be their Christmas gifts. Apparently, they have people who donate things, and they put them all together. You know, a bike, maybe a frame here, a chain there, a tire and a wheel and that kind of stuff, a handlebar. And they are very clever about having the ability to put all this stuff together. So they take things that basically would be recycled or thrown away, and they make toys out of them, at least for Christmas time. And again, this is something that they're trying to do a lot of. But I thought this was wonderfully clever.
You know what's even more clever?
What?
They have jokes on their website.
Really?
Okay, so it's dogoodbus.com if you want to join, if you want to see it.
See how it works. Maybe you can
but
set up
can
something
I quiz
like that.
You guys, are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is so fun. Okay,
yeah.
What bus crossed the ocean?
Huh. We give up.
Columbus.
Oh. Sounds like right up the duck's tail.
What did the bus say to the sub?
What?
You've got it backwards, silly. Get it, bus, sub, backwards.
Sub, S-U-B versus B-U-S.
Oh. Yeah.
Keep
what
going.
Did the bus say to the crook?
Get
You're
him.
Busted. What did the bus say to the sensitive stop sign? Okay, I'll give you a break. Why was the bus late? I was waiting on the chicken.
Mm. What if I thought I'm back in the second grade?
Right.
Whatever, I thought All they right. were funny.
They
so
are.
I'm not. I don't mean to put a damper on this. We were talking earlier about the passing of Jack Klugman. Charles Durning died, too.
Hmm. Who?
Charles Durning? You don't know. When you saw
I don't
you,
know either.
This, oh, my God. You got to look up Charles Durning. He's probably the best-known character actor for 40 or 50 years. Somebody who everybody in the world knew and loved. When you just check Charles Durning out, and you'll say, oh, my God, that guy, he passed away at the age of 89. So not a happy Christmas for his family, but he brought us a lot of great characters, and so for that we are appreciative. He played everything from a Nazi colonel to the Pope. He was really. I remember him more. I only met him once, Roberta. He was one of the. He's like you. He was a real New Yorker. He loved living in New York. Speaking of California, Jerry Brown has issued 79 pardons. Isn't this a tradition for Christmas and New Year's in many states where pardons...
And Thanksgiving, turkeys.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, at any rate, did you look up Durning?
No.
You haven't looked him up yet?
And Ralph died in, on Christmas Day.
We can't
Charlie
play
Chaplin
this.
Died on Christmas
Charlie
Day.
Charlie Chaplin did die
let's
on Christmas
Day. Let's not play the Who Died on Christmas game.
All right. So, let's
who
see...
Died on Christmas.
Well, it isn't so much dying. It's just, you know, one of those things that you kind of...
So remember, I was working.
Klugman bit the dust.
Yeah.
During?
Done.
Done.
I told you, a friend of mine was going to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest places to be at this time of year is the Holy Land.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, there are no Christmas trees over there. There are no jingle bells over there.
What?
There are no Black Friday department store sales. There is just one focus, and that is on the real meaning of Christmas. The only problem is they don't have it on the right day, but other than that, what I remember about Israel is that there are only 2% of the population in Israel that are Christians, but yet the West Bank and this area and, you know, in around Jerusalem, really a very interesting place. I have a friend who's going over there later today for a couple of weeks. And just really, I told him, don't miss anything about the old city of Jerusalem, because there's so much history there. It's a wonderful thing. What a great thing to experience on Christmas, too. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Doug Steffen's Good Day program continues celebrating this wonderful...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hey. Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
About listening to the Ronettes do any of these Christmas tunes, it brings me back to a great place in my life. So you'll pardon me if I'm asking you to indulge, although most people have a lot of fun with us. It doesn't make any difference what age you are, whether it's my friend Jennifer's father, Mike, or even Jennifer. What did you listen to last night? Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Merry Christmas, everybody, as we continue on with our Christmas wishes for you. Your calls at 800-510-8255. So around, who was actually at your father's house last night?
Okay.
And what kind of music, atmosphere, describe what was going on?
Well, let's see, it was my dad and I, and then my uncle and aunt, and my two cousins, Stephanie and Eric, who you know, Eric works with me.
Yeah.
And then my dad's cousin, Sharon, and her daughter, Jean, and then Jean has three kids, and you met them too. We celebrated Thanksgiving with Jean and Samantha.
Yeah, I like
but also Samantha's brothers were there. So Michael is older, he just started college this year, and then Christopher is 12, and he's my little buddy. He always helps me out.
Yeah.
And was that it? That was it.
Yeah.
So we had 11 people, and then it was really fun. It was very festive. I went to church. I went to Mass around 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And it was a children's liturgy, and the priest was, like, talking in slow motion yesterday. Oh, my gosh. So I come running into the house pretty late, and I tried to do Czech dumplings, because we're Czech, and I tried to do these dumplings.
Check.
Well, to my surprise, dumplings take about 3 hours to make.
Really?
I used yeast. You have to let the yeast bubble for an hour. Then you have to actually, like, knead the dough. In fact, my shoulder, I think, actually hurts because you had to knead for, like, 5 minutes solid.
Really? An exercise.
It is. It was fun.
Yeah.
But our music, I don't know. We listen to everything, all the classics. Everybody in my family loves Brenda Lee. We love Burl Ives. We love all the classic ones.
Yeah.
So that's what was going on. And it was going all night. And usually on Christmas Eve, I make everybody do Christmas karaoke where we all sing along, but we ran out of time. The dumplings delayed us all, so we didn't get to do it.
This afternoon when I get in there, if I knew you were doing karaoke someplace, I'd come.
Come. I have an actual karaoke machine at my house.
Yeah, but who's going to be there besides you and me?
Dialed up with Christmas music.
Yeah?
Come over tomorrow. It'll be fun.
All right.
I'll be there.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
We'll sing to each other.
Yeah.
I'd like to perform this number for you,
Dougie. That's right. Here we are. 800-510-8255. Where is Christmas dinner tonight is the poll question today at DougStephan.com. At your house, your friend's house, a family member's house, we're eating out. I don't know yet. I can imagine, who doesn't know where they're going to have Christmas dinner? Here's Joe in Vero Beach listening to WTTB. So, Joe, where are you going to have Christmas dinner today?
I'm going to be with my 95-year-old brother who lives up the road from me.
Nice. Good.
And, Doug, I remember when you came here about 20, 25 years ago at the old mall on U.S. 1, and you were swarmed with about 20, 25 ladies all around you.
Was that when we had the oranges and I picked up that woman who came in?
I picked up that woman.
Yeah, yeah. I literally picked up this lady.
Oh, you picked her up off the ground.
Yeah,
thank you for clarifying.
It was a lady, God love her, I couldn't remember her name, but I can remember sort of what she looks like. But I know that we had Jim Davis, who runs WTTV, wanted me to go to the mall, and there was the sponsors of the event were the local Orange Council or the Orange Groves or whatever, because most of the great oranges in our country were at that time grown in the Indian River Valley, which is where TTB is, and the oranges, man, were they great.
Citrus is the big crop here. Then you came and you set up a studio about 10 years ago or so in a high school.
Yes, we did a high school remote. That's right, man, you got a great memory, Joe.
And then you came here, and we met at the studio, and then you went to a ball game with Jim.
We did. We took some listeners, too. Didn't we take some listeners to the ball game? That was Dodger Town.
You went to Dodger Town?
Yeah. I used to go to Dodger Town. Well, at the time,
Joe,
if you remember, I was working at KABC, and they had the Dodgers, so it was sort of a twofer with me, and that's how I got connected to Scully. And the other player, whose name I can never remember, Jennifer, who was the guy,
Ron Say?
Was that the other broadcaster? Yeah.
Oh, no, the broadcaster. No. You're talking about Ross Porter.
Ross Porter, that's who.
Yeah,
so that was, how long ago did Dodger Town get closed down? Is that what?
It's been about four or five years now. At least six years.
What are they doing with Dodger? That where it physically was. What goes on there now?
Well, Amusement park.
It has become like a sports arena for different sports and mainly for high school and college.
Really?
And once in a while they have baseball, but it's becoming a successful event. I just want you to know. You're a regular down here. I talk to different people. I'm 91. I'm a World War II veteran.
God love you.
And if you recall, you and I discussed, I spent 40 years as an apple grower in the Mid-Hudson area, and you were a dairy farmer pulling in income year-round, and we had to wait a year. We had to wait...
I've changed that all now. I'm losing money year-round.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a wonderful experience. So, you know what? You're making me think about this. I'm going to call Jim Davis. It's time for me to come back and visit Vero Beach, and there's a reason, I have Meredith spends time in Florida in the wintertime, so I'm going to want to go down and hang around with her from time to time. So I think I'll go visit you guys at TTB at some point, maybe February or March, so that'll be a good thing. I would love to come visit with you.
You tell Jim that Joe Motorana said...
I remember you now that you told me your name.
How could you forget?
No, but I mean, I don't remember some of the nuance here, but now I remember your name. Yes.
Right.
I know exactly who you are.
We talk about old times, and we often say... When is Doug going to come down again?
All right, so this year you have my pledge. I'm going to come down. It'll be February or March when I come. How's that for a deal?
That'll be great to have you down, Doug.
Joe, you're a wonderful human being. Merry Christmas
Joe.
To you and your family and all of my friends that are in in the Vero Beach area, that whole area, that corridor that extends from Palm Beach County up just into WMEL land. So right, if you go up the coast, you can catch the program any number of ways, and TTB has been an important affiliate of mine for heavens, I don't know. As you said, I don't remember how far back it goes, but obviously it goes back a ways because you got a good memory. I hope you have a great Christmas, Joe. Thank you very much. All right, let's make note of that. Somebody, I'll send a note to someone. Actually, Charlotte and I are going to leave here on Sunday.
And for those of you that don't know, Charlotte is Doug's bulldog.
Yes, Charlotte is my bulldog. She's snoring in the chair. She's in my studio with me every day, and she's with me all day every day, no matter what I'm doing, here on the farm or traveling. So, and I don't like taking her on the plane across the country, because it's not great for her. I don't put her underneath anyway, but so I've been the last 4 or 5 years driving her back and forth across the country. And this year I'm going to abbreviate it somewhat. I'm going to leave here on the, what is that, Sunday? The 6th, 5th, what is it, the 5th? I'm looking at the calendar.
He is a real broadcaster, guys.
Polished broadcaster.
Off Mike Doug.
Yeah. So I'm going to leave here on the 6th. I'm going to be in Washington on the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
I think Knoxville on the 8th. Arkansas someplace on the 9th. The 10th in Stephenville. We're going to have Jewel as the co-host of the program
that
morning in Texas. The 11th, I'll be in Dallas. And then on the 12th, Charlotte and I are going to get on a plane from Dallas and fly the rest of the way to Los Angeles. So
and
that's how that's going to work.
You're going to be taking Charlotte as a service dog because everybody knows that a service dog is always a bulldog.
Right, exactly. Helpful.
Yes. Helpful.
Helpful. All right, so anyway, we're celebrating Christmas. If I may, the kinds of conversations we have with people like Joe always bring me around to the heart and soul of doing this. And it's going to, I was just actually looking, I'm going to do this in a minute. I have a stack, I am off the microphone and it's not good broadcast technology, but or technique. But
I think it sounds like
I have a lot of stuff in here. I wish we had the old cameras in here that we used to use.
Yeah,
somehow we
got to
figure out how to do that again because I'm reaching for all of these things that are a part of what I want to communicate. So it is with love that I bring you something that someone sent to me in a Christmas card. Heavens, you've heard this, Jennifer, every year that you've been on with me on Christmas morning. And so the essence of what I think the Christmas message is came encapsulated in this card called This Christmas. This Christmas, mend a quarrel. Seek out a forgotten friend. Write a love letter. Share some treasure. Give a soft answer. Encourage youth. Keep a promise. Find the time.
She's been so affected by this.
Listen to this.
She's like vibrating.
She's, God love her. Anyway, forgive an enemy. Listen. Apologize. Somehow doesn't have quite the same effect as with her over there snoring away. Well, maybe so. I'll put this away and I'll find a moment when she's not snoring to finish it. But I'm looking through. I'm going to mention some of the folks.
Your stomach after you ate some of Aunt Betty's.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Maybe that is the that. Maybe that's the best. People listening, how many new people do we have? Again, folks.
Oh, I'm sure they're going to be riveted to come back tomorrow.
Come back tomorrow when you hear Charlotte. Well, you won't hear Charlotte snore tomorrow because the next 3 days I'll be in Los Angeles. But God love her. People tease me about my voice and how it does put people to sleep. And perhaps this is the best example of it. I'm not interested in putting you to sleep. I'm interested in us celebrating our Christmas together. It's 15 before the hour on Christmas morning.
If you faced foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosurereview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Hi, how can I help you?
You already did. With my, car loan.
Sir?
You know the great low-rate loan I got after you gave me that GM discount.
Excuse me, but did you just say something about a GM discount?
Oh, no, no, no. I said, gee, I meant this counter instead of the other one.
Oh, whew, that was close.
Sir, you really don't need to whisper. It's no secret. The credit union member discount from GM is available for all of our members.
Really?
Really?
Really? It's part of a program called Invest in America that gives credit union members special discounts on new Chevy, Buick, or GMC vehicles way below the MSRP. And as a member, you can save even more with some of the lowest financing rates available on auto loans.
That means I can save on a car and a loan.
Shh. What do you want everybody to know about it?
Actually, yes. With the GM discount and the Invest in America program, there's no better time to buy a new vehicle and to belong to a credit union. Visit lovemycreditunion.org. Credit unions are federally insured by the NCUA and are equal opportunity lenders.
The holidays can be a stressful and tempting time to derail or delay weight loss goals. And for the millions of Americans who will resolve to lose weight next year, simply sticking to a healthy regimen and not gaining pounds this month can be a struggle. TV personality Samantha Harris has tips for surviving the season.
Look, I know I'm not alone when I say that the holidays can be a tough time for weight loss. And that's why I'm really excited to have partnered with Ally to encourage those seeking support to visit letsfightholidayfat.com. It's a free online guide for anyone interested in overcoming temptations during the holidays and being weight loss ready for 2013.
How does letsfightholidayfat.com work?
Well, the new tool created by Ally, the only FDA-approved weight loss aid available without a prescription, helps track individual goals and prepares you for long-term weight loss success. It has features like follow-along videos and healthy reduced-calorie, low-fat holiday recipes.
To learn more and join, visit letsfightholidayfat.com.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. We're looking at some of the notes that have been sent to me, the Christmas wishes, cool things. I also came across some Christmas letters that span a long, long time, but they sort of hit the same notes, Jennifer, if you know what I mean. I saw a three-page letter that came to a friend of mine on Christmas Eve from someone in Vietnam, a soldier's words to his wife describing singing carols while the enemy is shooting all around their encampment. Can you imagine? How do you put yourself into a place like that? He writes, last night we had a candle lighting ceremony, gasoline drums welded together end to end with a white Noel on the side, electric light on top, covered by red cellophane, reindeer and Santa Claus in front. It was raining. General Barry wrote to his wife. He next reveals how he recently had perched in a helicopter door firing his rifle at people below. And he goes on to send a message to his wife, appreciation for her understanding of what he was doing, as it was very unpopular. This is a time in my life and a time in many of your lives that you remember things that you don't necessarily think were great with regard to our country, being involved in Vietnam, the lack of support for the soldiers who were just doing what they were told, all that kind of stuff. So it's interesting to find a letter there. And there are some other letters, actually, that you can find if you're interested in such things. There is the Heritage and Education Center in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, where there are thousands of notes from service members all around the world serving in all kinds of circumstances that are in this museum, Jennifer, from the Civil War through Vietnam and some of the newer situations. So it might be something that people just want to check out if you're into nostalgia. It's 51 past the hour on the Good Day Christmas program.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now is 53 after the hour. One of the things that has been a hallmark of our program here, this part of the program every day, is devoted to technology. We also have connected both here and online at DougStephan.com to an outfit called Startup America. The federal government debating the fiscal policies of our country. For small business owners, crowdfunding is tearing across the internet as, for many, the only hope of business owners to grow their companies. More ahead now as we present today's Startup America News.
Know anyone who could use a few extra bucks to help start or expand a local business? Crowdfunding portals are new internet tools to help anyone raise money for anything. Hi, I'm Mike Hayes, and you're listening to Startup America News, Crowdfunding Success Stories. Who is using crowdfunding to raise money? People just like you. Individuals, nonprofits, authors, experts, celebrities, or neighborhood businesses who may need cash to move into some new digs like Anka Meshoyu, owner of Tech Luminal of Oakland, California. When Anka wanted to expand her business, she needed some fast cash for a deposit on new office space, and so she decided to crowdfund for it on a portal named Indiegogo.com. Listen to her advice about how other local businesses can do it too.
Doing crowdfunding is a great way to get a lot of money in small contributions from a lot of people. And then a couple of large contributions from a few people. You still have to do marketing, and you still have to do outreach, and you still have to have something that's valuable and is a good product. One thing that I would say is, because you've launched the campaign and it's out there, doesn't mean that you're done. That's actually the first step. So now you have this tool, this really easy URL that's got a nice brand on it. Indiegogo is something people trust, Kickstarter is something people trust. And there's still sort of this optimism around people who contribute to these projects, that they're, you know, helping somebody do something awesome and that they're going to be part of it.
Anka believes new businesses can now make much better use of Chamber of Commerce mixers they already regularly attend.
When I go to parties or when I go to networking events, I'm always talking about it. And I have like a little business card that I hand out that's like, here's a URL where you can contribute. It's been, you know, it's a little bit more like trying to raise money from investors, or you have to sort of pitch them on it. You know, if it's like $25, people are, you know, helping because they've done something interesting or they know me personally. But for the people that are putting in a little bit more money, they have to sort of know what they're going to get. So there's a little bit of a pitch kind of that you have to do to tell them, well, you know, we're doing this and, you know, we've been successful at this, and if you contribute, you'll get this, and, you know, the benefit to you will be something very specific, and the benefit to us will be, you know, able to move, stuff like that. So I think that, you know, before going out with your project on Indiegogo, it's really important to know that, you know, you can actually pull this off.
So how do top crowdfunding sites such as Indiegogo or Kickstarter compare to each other?
Well, Indiegogo doesn't really care the kind of project you want to sponsor. Kickstarter is much more specific about that it should be a product or some kind of a project. And for us, it's like, well, we're moving. It's not, you know, a product that you're going to be developing. But Indiegogo also has if we don't get fully funded, we still get the money. So that's a big incentive for what we're doing. If for some reason we don't get, you know, the full $10,000, we might get $9,000, and that's fine. We pay a little bit more to Indiegogo for not really reaching our goal. I think it's an extra 4% over the percentage they would otherwise take, but it seemed like a lower risk to me to do it that way. So as a small business, you've got to make sure that you have a good enough reputation, that you have this, you know, this set of connections that you can reach out to like 1,000 people over social media and get them to look at your thing or at least pass it on to their friends. Since I put my own campaign out there, I've also found myself contributing to other campaigns because I've developed a lot more empathy for how much effort it takes to like get this all out there and like get your video done and like make sure you have images and make sure that the text is all persuasive and, you know, that makes it very clear and simple and easy.
Here's our local crowdfunding tip for the day. Restaurants are now using tasting get-togethers to do market research on their menu items and raise capital for expansion projects at the same time. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mike Hayes. To learn more about ways that crowdfunding can benefit you or your organization, visit StartupAmericanNews.org.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.